finest honky-tonk here in this city is out on Main, where all the trains unload. And I think the waitress there is mighty pretty, and the whiskey flows so freely down my throat. On Friday night, the chicken flies till 4. On Saturday, a righteous celebration. Saw crazy guitar drip down on the floor. In summertime, we all get wild and rowdy. When winter comes, there ain't no dressing down. And times may change, but we stay high and lonesome. Go take your troubles and leave me in this town.
Releases their album, An Ocean Laced with Glass, alongside Paradise on Fire, releasing their second album, The World Outside.
They will be joined alongside Sleepless and Indigo to create the ultimate rock night.
If you're interested in tickets, because obviously, why wouldn't you be? They're on sale right now, $15 a pop. You can buy them online at the Park Theater's website, or in person, contact any one of the bands or someone in the bands. Buy your tickets, show up, have a great night. Buy some merch. Please remember to bring pants. It's a great sign. You never know what's going to happen. You might have a good time.
This is Arrested Development. You're listening to CJUM 101.5, University of Manitoba.
Hey, yo, my people. This is Azanti, and I'm here with my friend
Zion.
Z, what are you saying? Every creative project needs the right space.
It does. We're building Winnipeg's creative hub for recording, photography, videography, and content creation.
We also rent spaces out for podcasts, events, and all our studio sessions come with a pro engineer included. The first 30 minutes of every recording session is free. If you're coming for graduation pictures, wear your bet. Not to mention, we have a 30% discount off every service we offer. To get started,
email us at mile12productions@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at mile12productions. Check our previous works, book a studio session, explore our artist lunch packages, or connect with all our creative communities.
I think we've said enough. How about we leave the rest to them?
How about they come see for themselves?
All right.
Ron Paley has spent his career nurturing Winnipeg's jazz scene, and now the community is stepping up to build and sustain its future. The brand new Ron Paley Jazz Scholarship Fund is launching to support jazz students at the University of Manitoba's Desault Hill Faculty of Music, and the campaign kicks off at the Ron Paley Tribute Concert at the Burton Cummings Theatre on May 23rd. This celebration marks the start of a fund designed to help young musicians access the training, mentorship, and opportunities Ron has championed for decades. Your donation keeps that momentum going and helps the next generation find their voice. Whether you're joining the kickoff concert or supporting from home, you can donate today at give.umanitoba.ca/Ron Paley. Help fuel the future of jazz and keep Ron's impact growing. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
If you made a compensation claim for abuse at an Indian residential school, the records of your claim are secure. They will be destroyed in September 2027 unless you choose to keep them or share them. To learn more, call toll-free 1-877-635-2648 or go to myrecordsmychoice.ca.
Old Gold Vintage Vinyl Record Shop, located at 187 Osborne inside Urban Waves, is Winnipeg's newest and most diverse record shopping experience. Whether you're a veteran collector questing for collectibles and obscurities, or new to the world of vinyl and looking for some classic titles, there's something for everyone at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl. With thousands of titles on LP and 45 in genres spanning rock, soul, funk, jazz, blues, reggae, and more, plus new arrivals being added each week means there's always something to discover. Follow at VintageVinyl204 on Instagram and search for Old Gold Vintage Vinyl Winnipeg on Facebook for the latest on what's new in store. And remember, we're always buying, selling, and trading quality LPs, so call 204-475-2353 or drop by the store at 187 Osborne. Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, because old gold is as good as new.
101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This,
that,
and the third.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who do we have here? Back in the hot seat.
Kyle K. Henny Henderson.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's Kyle, so great to be back.
You found
guys.
Your way out of the bush.
I did. It was a long 2.5 months. It was a grind, but it was good.
Was it 2 months? Wow.
Yeah, just over. Yeah,
He's covered in twigs. Folks. He's got leaves all over him.
It was a long hike.
Scratches on his face.
Yeah.
No ticks. It's interesting.
Not that you can see. Yeah.
Winter ticks.
Winter ticks.
Yeah. They're out there. No, yeah, it was good. It was good to be back to work and doing some physical labor.
Oh, yeah.
And, working with rocks again. Yeah, but it's great to be back, finally.
I love how I'm just kind of vague and suspicious there.
No, it's just working, you know.
I was out in the woods. And
no, I was working in a mine. I could say where I was working. I was working at the Tanco Mine.
Oh, yeah.
Down by in Lactobani, yeah. Working over there. I can't give details on what we were doing. but you know, they look for rocks. And they look for rocks with different things in them. And we're helping them do that, pretty much.
You know how they want to go to Mars?
Yeah, who's they? The scientists?
I guess so, yeah. But I heard recently in the news they're worried about cabin fever. Do you think you experienced cabin fever when you're in the bush there?
Or getting bushed?
Getting bushed.
Go, yeah, you're out in the bush too long, and you get bushed.
Get bushed.
Get bushed.
Yeah, that's where you kind of just start losing your mind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Away from family too long.
What's that like? That's got to be kind of neat and then also a little, like, are there times when you're out there where you're like, oh, this, because this is a little, like, I got to get back to the city?
Well, yeah. And the good part was this wasn't like, my other jobs I've done were 9-10 hour drive from Winnipeg. This was a 2 hour drive, one and a half hour drive, right?
Like, oh, that's not bad.
So I would come back once a week or two for like the night and then just wake up really early the next morning and drive out there.
Okay.
But the days start at 7 a.m. So if I drove from Winnipeg, I'd have to be up at 4:30 and out the door at 5.
Just, yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, but I did it a couple times.
Yeah. Although, yeah, from the pictures that I saw, the place that you were staying at looked pretty sweet.
Yeah, we...
like a nice spot.
We hopped around from three different Airbnbs and a nice hotel called Drifters in Lactobani. And, but the one Airbnb we got was really nice. Like, we got it for a week and it had like a hot tub out there. And
wow.
Yeah. So it was good. And it cost less than two hotel rooms. So it was actually a better deal for everybody. Like, the company that was paying for us had no problem with it, but it just had a hot tub and it was like a big two story chalet kind of. It's really nice. Mm. Yeah.
That sounds reminiscent. You have good luck with finding two-story places with hot tubs.
Well, yeah. The old house I moved in, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in a year I lived in a house with a hot tub and a pool. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
April 20th.
Special day.
Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've seen it.
It's nice that finally, knock on wood, maybe this is spring has sprung. Is this it? Is there another storm?
I know coming? Tomorrow is supposed to be like plus 17 or something, and then plus 21. Still like some like lower, like I think minus 2 or something.
Overnight.
Yeah, maybe.
We're almost there, but I don't want to jinx it because there's been like 4 fake outs this winter. We're like, oh, this is it. And then boom.
So are people, because it's 4:20.
Yeah. Not much happening anymore, I don't think.
No?
Might be some
Everyone's
people
packed
at the,
it in?
Might be some people at the ledge, you know.
It's a nice spot.
Yeah, and also there's still
down by the water.
There's other things like medical rights, people want to protest. So I think any qualms, like I think they've now shifted to like reforms. Like it's legal, but we like I don't know.
Adjusting the details.
I don't know. I can't think of anything in particular, but that's just my guess. Like, I've seen there is some people that still go there. Mm. Yeah.
Like today.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Still some diehards. Yeah, I think you'd probably still see a little, small little protest.
It's got to carry on as a tradition, I'm sure. It's,
yeah, I wonder. But it is, it kind of loses its touch once you legalize it. It's like, it's kind of the whole thing.
Yeah.
But it's also a tradition, yeah.
The YouTube video of in Winnipeg for 2009 has a shot where the crowd produces quite the visible
cloud.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I went to Vancouver, I think it was a year or 2 years before legalization, for the 420 on Sunset Beach in Vancouver. That's wild. That's, they got hundreds and hundreds of vendors that were set up, like everybody just selling all sorts of cannabis products and different things. And it's like a giant free market there, just 2 years before legalization.
Mm.
And it was like, I think it was like 100,000 people. They had like a concert there. It was wild.
Lots of money to be made.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
Did it go into the night?
I don't think so.
Is it happening right now?
It would spill into like the, there were in Vancouver, they have dab bars and cafes and smoke cafes, and so they would go into there at night.
Speaking of high, the Red River's pretty high.
It truly is. We were just looking at it.
It is. We were just over there, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, it's nice
a lot of snow.
This university has a lot of riverbank to observe, and if you come here for a number of years, you get quite the record of different heights of that river.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That was one of the cool things about going to the Wallace Building a lot. That one had a really good view. I remember at least one year that I was going where it was so dry and you could walk so far onto the clay before it became where the water was.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, what have you guys been up to here? Like what?
We're on the hottest damn radio show in town, man.
Yeah, I mean like...
This!
That!
And the third.
All right, I think we can pick this up.
We certainly can.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a... It's kind of magic that we're using this electromagnetic wavelengths to communicate with people who are driving right now in Winnipeg and whoever else.
We should say, actually, this is the half-fledged pledge show.
Mm,
next pledge. Week, baby, Pledge-O-Rama.
Pledge, baby.
Get those pocketbooks, those wallets, your e-transfers.
There's nothing too small. I think that's something I say a lot.
Yep. By the way, I still have your merch from last...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have like t-shirts and bags and stuff, and I keep forgetting to bring them for you guys.
You get those off,
If you look up Pledge-O-Rama, you could see the shirts. The shirts are cool. There's nice graphics in the shirts.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, there's some cool colors. I definitely like it.
There's always sweet merch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweaters, probably.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some cool stuff. I won a bunch of hot sauce last year.
Oh,
you love
it? Right on.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Like a ton.
Have you tried them all out?
Yep, tried them all out. They're all fruit-based.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of neat. Some very creative, like a watermelon mint, habanero, like stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big habanero fan. That's the one I like, I think, the most.
It's got a good flavor. Peppers.
It does.
Yeah.
And it's good kick. Just good enough kick and really good flavor. It's not too vinegary.
Yeah.
It's a little smoky.
Oh, we got records going on in the back. This is old school, so I got to flip this thing. All right, talk amongst yourselves.
Wow.
You're the master at work here on the ones and twos.
You know, how often have you been driving?
And, I mean, this is, as you said, it is 420. So yes. For those of you celebrating, selected just for you, we have the MF Doom Special Herbs.
This is cool.
On wax.
Wow.
None of this YouTube crap that we've been up to.
Yeah, we're doing the real deal here.
Sloppy, man, with those ads. Like, I think, when you fire up the video, like, there's kind of a delay when you're trying to, like, turn the volume down. So we've been really...
Yeah.
Really slacking on that one.
Well, you know what? I think we're strengthening... You know, we all have to withstand the effect of advertising. And I think what you're doing is a little bit like... Oh, what was that magazine? sort of make fun of ads.
Mad Magazine?
Mad Magazine, yeah.
I'm thinking of a more sort of underground radical version.
The Onion.
Well, no, good more call. Like it was like Adbuster, maybe. Maybe something like that.
Mythbuster?
Adbuster. But there maybe it was a different title for it.
But are you guys ever into Mad Magazine?
I never was.
You know, I saw quite a bit of them at the... I went to Comic-Con in Winnipeg here over at the Kubota Center.
Oh, cool.
And they had a ton of different... comics and magazines and like old like vintage things there. I saw lots of Mad Magazine.
Cool. Do you have anything from your childhood? Like one thing that has been on my mind, Pokemon cards. You still got your old school Pokemon cards?
Oh, it's a sensitive story. You know, I had a binder full of them and I had a great collection. But I moved out of my house at like 18.
Yeah.
They weren't a big deal back then, and I had outgrown them, so they just kind of were thrown into the storage area.
Yeah.
And then years down the road, my parents were like, oh, we don't need this, and they sold it probably $20, $40 for the whole thing to somebody at a garage sale.
Yeah.
And that person, if they kept that, they got a good
chunk
of money.
What would like a holographic Charizard from 1998 be worth?
Well, it all depends on the condition of it. You know, if it's mint condition and it's perfectly centered and all these different things, it could be hundreds of thousands. But on
what? No.
Yeah, for a mint condition, for a for a PSA 10, look up PSA 10.
What does that mean?
That's like the perfect, like a perfect, like centered, like untouched, like
401. Holy shoot, man!
How much is seen for PSA 10?
There's one here on eBay for. Over $1 million.
Yeah, there were. But
that's insane.
But also, like that's
not
it's
even
hard to
real.
Get.
That's
like,
not even. Real.
But a regular one, if you look up probably like a PSA 6, PSA 7, or whatever, it's like a grading system. It's probably not like it has to be first edition. Like there's all these different things you need to have to make it. Otherwise, it's worth maybe $10,000.
Yeah,
I'd say. I'm just guessing.
That's crazy.
But like a regular one? Yeah.
Huh. I bet they can make a replica that is undetectable here at the U of M.
Well, there's replicas out there, but they figure it out.
Yeah, but the scientists. They could really do it.
They put their heads together.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
And then the funding could go. Think about how much they could pledge. Right?
That's right.
Yeah, if you sell a Charizard, we're hoping you pledge at least, you know, 100 grand of that 1 million.
I think we beat our goal last year.
Crushed it.
Yep.
Yeah,
so
great.
You're going to want to tune in next week because we're just getting ready.
For sure, yeah.
This is the half-fledged pledge.
And the other shows on the station are so much better than this. Like, if you love this.
Hey. That's right.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You know what? I tuned in. I got to give a young gentleman a shout out. I forget. I think it was on Thursday I tuned in. And I liked the stuff he was playing because it was kind of just like he was just kind of unapologetically playing stuff that, you know, he was digging. Mm-hmm. Like, what did he play? He played some Nickelback.
Nice.
That's when I sent you guys that song.
Saving me, yeah.
Because I forgot about that Nickelback song, and it actually was, like, it was a catchy tune.
Oh, yeah, and you got to watch it with the video.
He's playing some Nelly Furtado, some Our Lady Peace.
Oh, right on.
Like, we do a bit of that on this show.
Yeah.
Kinda, not like we're screwing around, but if there's a good tune's a good tune.
Yeah, we've dipped back into the, like, 90s, early 2000s rock.
Oh, like, yeah, like, many a time.
Radio pop rock or whatever even, yeah. Yeah. It's one of my favorite genres.
What's one of your favorite, let's say, 90s, like, kind of pump you up?
Well, I don't know what pumped me up. The first thing I thought of was Sublime. I listened to a lot of Sublime.
Mm.
But pump me up. Like, I don't know. Black Eyed Peas. You know, let's get it started in here, you know? Remember that?
That's early 2000s.
Oh, yeah. See, that's yeah, not... Because in the 90s, I was like... I was still young. I was like 10, 11.
Big shiny tunes. 12. Big shiny tunes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Anthem for the Year 2000.
Yeah, that we one. Played that.
Yeah, it was surprisingly quite mid. I remember thinking that. But I remember that slapped when I was younger. When I was younger, like, I think I was just learning to play the drums at the time. And the drums are like, boom.
So oh, and you just, probably felt like a and million I was like, bucks.
Oh, I was playing that and I was nailing it. And I remember being like, this song is the greatest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I think we should play some music. Mad Villain, America's Most Blunted.
Oh, it's classic.
Shall we?
Yeah.
We'll see you in a bit on this,
that,
and the third.
Woohoo, Devin guy.
Even your pops got smacked.
Even your mom's got cracked.
Meanwhile,
while my bow got packed.
You drop X, you can have the sex.
No,
I smoke dank,
so I can roll your
shank. I got the fat sack. All day, honey.
America's most bloody.
It's a known fact that grass increases creativity from 8 to 11 times. In fact, everyone finds that they're more creative stoned than straight. So remember...
M-A-R-I-J-U? A-J-U-A-N-A.
Marijuana.
Everybody ready? It's that new shit here. Yo, cool. Let's do it for these niggas. Top it, this it. Hey yo, Rockefeller Records, running the streets reckless. Get low the future, you gotta respect it. The hood's still in back of me, guns still beside of me. Still for the street, hoes they wanna ride with me. Big grip like I just hit lottery. Like y'all can't see a nigga straight from poverty. The ghetto, the gutter, where you don't come around. Some dudes make records to say they underground. But I choose not to go that far, cause I was born there, pa. I don't gotta write bars, you niggas see my scars, and you know my story. I'm all for the war, I'm about guts and glory. The mother dudes drunk with y'all, I can't do it. I don't gotta sell my soul or sell music. I put the beat on, murder, roll the weed up. Put it on the street, 1 week, watch it heat up. Heavy rotation, rockin' on hot nine. You niggas get your money right, cause I got mine. And it's Rockefeller Records, running the streets reckless. Get low the future, you gotta respect it. I've been in it since 9-6, before I could drive whips. The coconuts are getting paid before coming to age. Niggas, they understand the boredom became a man. Loyal to all my peeps, that's why I did for the fam. Who the fuck want what? None of you niggas, I'm right back, cause I ain't done with the business. Some niggas owe me a check, niggas owe me respect. I give you that good game, I told you I've been there. And it's Rockefeller Records, running the streets reckless. Get low the future, you gotta respect. And I'm from M to the A to the RCY. So many niggas be hating, they don't want me to ride. But you see Malik just living his life.
And I said, no, instead of waiting on a good day, waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen,
we're gonna have a good day, and all my homies gonna ride today.
That's right.
And all these mommies look fly today, and all we wanna do is get by today. Hey, we're gonna have a good day, and ain't nobody gotta cry today. Cause ain't nobody gonna die today. Save that drama for another day. Hey, we're gonna have a good
day. Brand life fresh, new cologne on. Feeling so good, change the colors to my phone. Orange Kool-Aid go good with Patron. Clean up the Dodge, get back when I can, just playing my part. Church folks had a fish fry, mustard, hot sauce, light bread, french fries. Love for the big guy, hit the park, boy showing off the hops. Nappy Roots on the radio, and you know what about. Last night hit the pick three, bought some Air Force Ones, four tall tees. Man, I'm loving BG.
To the stick, say I'm headed that way. Heard my cousin cooking out, I gotta get me a play. Got this new outfit, ain't even out in the state. So if I ain't speaking too soon, but this a hell of a day. And the sticky got me sitting in a hell of a place. Got my stunner shades on and the grin on my face. My new grill looks mean, but I swear I'm straight. And the hood showing love, so I'm A-OK.
The same, no name, huge fame, strictly new to the thing. We
stay true to the game and never bring it to shame. We tight like dreadlocks, a red fox, a ripple. We pass participles and smash the artists in you. The saga continues, this I won't get into, cause there ain't enough bars to hold the drama that we've been through.
Yo, we still the same with a little fame, a little change in the household name, but ain't too much change. We in the game, yo, but not to be vain. I refrain from salt grains to season up my name. We entertain for a mutual gain from close range. Steady aim, my drum at your head to hit the brain. I'm labor ready, roll scholar for the dollar. Work for mines, pay me by the hour.
We're not falling, we take it back to the days of yes, Charlene. We're holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
We're not falling, a shot calling. We take it back to the days of yes, Charlene. We're holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling. What you gonna do when it ain't nowhere to hide? When judgment comes for you, cause it's gonna come for you.
Yeah, so I'm looking for water. Easy, see something Charlie. Little boo, but God got him. And I'm gonna miss everybody. I don't roll and flow like I ain't looked at a wild flag. And play for dust and I play too deep for beat to sad. Little as I came to be. Tell me your future deceased, would it please? Marry me by my grand, grand new way. You can go follow me.
God bless you, working on a plan to heaven. Follow the Lord all 24/7 days. We pray, even though the devil's all up in my face, but he's keeping me safe and in my place. Say grace to the gates, we race, but I'd change the face of judge. And I guess my soul will buzz. Grudge me, there's no mercy for dust. Ooh, what can I do? It's all about the family and how we grow. Can I get a witness? Let it unfold. We live in our lives, so we turn our soul. Hey, oh, hey.
Now follow me, road stroll. Weather is teller, it's having come. Let's go take a visit to the people that's long gone there.
While he's there, terrible.
It's steady creeping up of a family. Exactly how many days we can last it? While you laughing, we're passing, passing the way.
We gon' rest our souls, cause I know I'ma meet you up at the crossroad. Y'all know if I ever got love with them both thugs, baby.
Let me leave it long gone. Really wish you could come home. But when it's time to die, gotta go bye-bye. All the little thug could do was cry, cry.
It's that another week coming to you in the air, yo. Everybody come around, we don't even care, yeah. We on the air and we talking to you because we are the best in the world, you, yo, yeah.
Takes content.
We're back on 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This,
that, and the third.
The Bone Thugs and Harmony's got me. I can bring it past.
Rapid speech.
We can do that, all the talking. We can talk on this radio show like this.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's good. Nice freestyling there.
Yeah, you know, just off the top of the dome.
Off the dome.
Off the dome, you know. It's just sometimes it comes over me. You know what I'm going to say?
Straight gas, as the kids are saying.
Absolutely. Dropping fire.
Dropping fire.
Yep.
Yeah, not all of that was on air, even. Like, there was...
I went on, I was going
only a
for,
small.
That was like minute 15.
It was more than
started. I started way before the song even started.
Mm-hmm.
We did a little mega mix there with some Bone Thugs, Jurassic 5, Nappy Roots, Memphis Bleak, Rockefeller Records.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, that was good.
Mad Villain.
It was vibing. Yeah.
That, you know what? I hope people were driving around listening to that mix.
Oh, well, that's
it was a
great,
good driving.
Great driving mix, yeah. You know, makes you kind of bob your head.
If you're driving right now, thank you.
Yeah.
You're awesome. This is for you.
Yeah.
Specifically, but also the whole universe.
And it's crazy that, like, we're talking to people and they're hearing us in surround sound.
Hey, Kyle, did you watch that Bob Lazar thing?
I have not watched it yet.
No?
No one's giggling over there. Yeah, I have not watched it yet, but I'm going to. You know, I've seen the interviews with him. And
so the film that they made is, like, all AI, and it's supposed to be, like, a... Are you hip to this?
No.
They made, like, this... I think it's, like, a movie. You watch it on Amazon, and it's, like, kind of like the Bob Lazar story imagined, and Bob Lazar is saying, yep, this is exactly how I imagined it.
Is that on, like, the AI version? Is that what the one is on Amazon? Like,
yeah,
Amazon
something
Prime?
S4? Yeah.
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 They did it all with AI?
I believe so, yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So they tried to just, like, animate his memories.
Exactly.
To make it seem... like, this is what it would look like if his story was true.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. This is kind of cool.
You buy the Bob Lazar story?
I think, yeah. Not, like, all of it, but portions of it. You know, it's been a while since I, like, was listening to it. It's been a couple of years, probably, but, like, I do remember it seemed... a lot of things were kind of convincing that he was involved there. And he did see some things, and they were working on those things. But I mean, to the extent of how far his story goes, I don't know if he says he's seen actual beings or stuff. Like, certain things, I of course would be like, you know, like he could be partially true with sensationalized extra things.
Mm.
That's maybe the best way of putting it. You know, like, maybe he did actually work there. Maybe he did see some things, but maybe they weren't as crazy as he said.
I watched a video the other night of some kid, not kid, but some dude tried to basically find a vantage point out in Nevada of the specific kind of mountain area.
Area 51 stuff?
Yeah, in that area.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to find, like, sort of like from what Bob Lazar describes as where that S4 would have been.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of
interesting.
Quite the hike. Obviously didn't see anything.
He didn't? Nah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's a crazy time on the internet with all the information and real
there,
stuff,
man.
And fake stuff out there. And
yeah.
But, I mean, now is the time, though, that I think if there was anything hiding, it's going to be hard to hide it anymore with the internet and everybody sharing things. But then what's real and what's not? You know, we could see a really clear video of a UFO tomorrow.
The
like a clear one.
Right now, they're like, oh, they're onto us.
And someone could just be like, it's AI. You know what I mean? Like, we're at the point where people can say anything is just AI. If we saw a real good video tomorrow, and it was, like, the most HD video of an actual, like, alien in a... You could just be like, it's AI.
Yeah.
So you would never even... It's at that weird point in time and technology where AI is surpassing real videos. And it's going to be crazy. We're going to have movies that are AI. You're going to be able to generate them on Netflix. Mm. You know, I want Tom Cruise as this person doing this thing. And then they'll just make it.
Pretty crazy. Yeah. Wow.
And that'll happen.
I forgot Tom Cruise was in Tropic Thunder.
Oh, yeah. His character is so good.
Yeah, that's great.
I think they were trying to make a spinoff. They were trying to make a spinoff with his character, like a movie about him as that character. I don't think they ever did.
Oh, wow.
But that would have been really good. Yeah. The dance moves are phenomenal.
Yeah, that's how the movie ends, right?
I believe so.
Dancing.
Yeah. Yeah. Great actor. Great actor. You Mission Impossible fan?
I've only seen the first two.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen them all. I love them.
Isn't there like 10?
Yeah. They're all kind of rehashes of the...
Isn't that the deal, though? Tom Cruise does his own stunts?
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Like, he's in there. Well, he was. I think he's retired now. Mm-hmm. But he did... Yeah, he's riding motorcycles off of cliffs and pulling a parachute and, like, just doing crazy stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, he hung on to a plane. Like, a plane took off with him on it.
That's insane.
With him hanging on to
it. No,
he did that.
Too much of a liability, man.
He loves it.
Huh.
He actually did that. There's a video of him on the side as it takes off. He's grabbing it on the side like it's a big plane.
What a madman.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's got a parachute and everything to train. But
I bet all of us could do it.
You just got to somehow not pass out. And even if you do, I think the parachute just goes off for you. I don't think. Yep.
I don't think we'll be lucky enough to get the opportunity, though.
We could try. You know? Mm-hmm. I don't recommend it at home.
We've all acted.
Yeah? What do you mean by that?
Well, I...
Like, in what?
You know what? Or we've all performed, I suppose. We're performers.
We're all.
But I am. I've been
jesters.
What was I?
For the public.
Haven't we been extras and things?
Extras and
plays or something.
I know our friend Devin was in Falcon Beach.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Right?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and he was in a movie as well. I forget what it was.
Liar.
Yeah.
It wasn't Liar Liar. It was.
No, it was like a. It was like a phrase.
There's like a phrase like that one.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Well, maybe he'll. He's listening. He'll text it in. But he was in a movie. We know movie stars.
It wasn't Pants on Fire.
You're not gonna remember it, man. This is when we were kids. Yeah.
Well. I'm pooped.
Yeah, it's been a long week.
Me too.
It's only Monday.
I'm ready for a vacation.
I need a vacation.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
that one?
Oh,
I need a vacation. I still love that song.
Yeah. What's his name again? Jeremy really liked that guy too. What's that melodic rapping guy? Hey.
Tricky to find. You know what? We're going to check out to kind of roll with the vibe.
Yeah.
The Slackers.
Oh, nice.
Wasted Days.
Wasted Days.
Oh, yes.
Slackers are great.
All right. We'll be back.
Bounce.
On this. All right.
That.
And the third.
have I done wrong that I should be sorry? You broke my heart, you left in no hurry. What I'm sorry for is all those wasted days, all those wasted ways. What didn't I do that made you want to leave me? My life was so full, now it seems so empty. What I didn't do was love you every night, like I wanted to be alive. If I couldn't
postcard, and if you I'm minding my business, so why you dating? I keep it too real, so why you begging? You try it if you want, cause my waiting. Won't let you stress me out, won't let you worry me. Just cause I'm doing good, won't let you worry me. It's driving me insane, it's making me crazy. You know you're what, so play back. I'm going to Pittsburgh, where it's great. I hate to see if I can stack me up some paper. I need a big kiss. I'm going to Summer Hill, where it's rough. See if I can fit me up enough. I need a big kiss. I'm going to Edgewood, where it's dark. See if I can get me up some more.
Shut up, I love this song.
Ooh, yeah.
Shut up, Lou.
I wanna jam it with you.
I'm jamming, jamming, and I hope you like jamming too.
Yeah.
UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This,
that, and the third.
Wow.
All right.
What did we do there? We did a little Young Jeezy.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Vacation.
We all need that sometimes.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Some Slackers.
Classic.
Yeah.
Wasted Days.
Good tune.
I've been meaning to call you.
That was cool that we saw them. And actually, if Devin's still listening, Devin saw them in Brandon.
Oh, nice.
That the Slackers were in Brandon.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Good place to go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Brandon's great. It's got
I remember seeing Afro Man in Brandon.
What? You saw Afro Man in Brandon?
Yeah. I think he either played Winnipeg and Brandon, or he just played Brandon. And I went out there and I met Devin and Janessa and a few other people. Like, I think James was there and a few other, like, there was like three. Were you
where
there?
Where would he have...
He played at like a, like their local, like kind of country bar. Like there was like a country bar that had a stage there, I guess. And he had a stage there.
How many people would you?
Maybe 150, 200.
Oh yeah.
Maybe 300 max.
Brandon, that's pretty good.
Yeah, like maybe about 200 or so. Yeah, but it was. It was pretty packed in there.
When was this? This would have been like what?
This could have been 10 years ago at least. Probably around 10 years ago. Yeah, and it was good. It was really smoky in there. I remember security was overwhelmed because everybody...
Was that the most weed smoke you've seen at a concert?
No. I think the most was actually the one most recently with Damien and Stephen Marley at the Burt. I've never seen the Burt so hazy in my life. Oh, and then I guess there's, of course, there's the Pyramid. Back in the day at the Pyramid, people used to during certain artists.
I think I got a memory of, with you, there's a song that mentions it. Tom Petty.
Tom Petty. We went and saw Tom Petty.
Yeah.
And I remember I smoked a little bit from the pipe and I almost got kicked out.
Like right at the song where he says it.
Last Dance with Mary Jane.
Yeah, I think so.
I believe that was the song, yeah.
I feel like I've been at another concert with you with like a song that crucially mentioned it right at that moment. We produced Cliff.
There's a dude on Instagram here.
Yeah.
I just Googled it and I guess he did like a throwback post to when Afro Man was in Brandon.
Oh, like, really?
When I had to grab Afro Man from his hotel room to come on stage, he answered the door in his gitch and invited me inside to wait while he ironed his pimp suit. The guy was singing Bob Marley and smoking a blunt while making sure his weed leaf pimp suit was on point.
Yes.
A local pot shop asked me to inquire with him if he'd make a stop in the store for a little promo thing if they give him a bunch of product. He's like, shit, man, I got enough weed to get an elephant baked. How about they throw me $420 and I'll make my way there?
He's classic. He's really...
Yeah, a guy like that wouldn't need any more weed.
No, he's... He gets gifted it. It shows.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. He's an absolute legend. And he's still going out there. He's still touring. He's still playing shows.
Yeah?
Yeah. I saw he's going to be in Vegas same time as me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's there for the Bitcoin conference. Yeah. I don't know. It's super weird and
random.
Of
course he would be.
But I mean, hey, if they pay him $420, you know, that's 0.0001 of a Bitcoin.
But, all right, boys, I think we got to throw in the towel.
Yeah, it's really great to be back.
Yeah, it was great seeing you, man.
Absolutely. It's unfortunate I'm not going to be here next week. But
the pledge show.
I have a plan for the pledge, so tune in because I may not be here, but I'm willing to put it on the line.
You're going to want to tune in, folks.
Absolutely.
It's going to be an exciting show.
Yep.
Yep.
You will hear from all of us.
Yeah.
We'll catch you next week on this,
that,
and the third.
Until next time.